Chapter 2. Maya Checks the Nanny Cam. Isabella, Lily's nanny, arrived at 7 o'clock the next morning. Lily jumped out of her chair and ran toward Isabella, who picked her up and hugged her. Maya kissed Lily goodbye and drove to work. Sometimes she felt guilty for not spending enough time with her daughter. She loved Lily, but she had never wanted just to stay at home and be a mother. And after her experiences in the army, it was harder to live in this ordinary world. When she spent time with other mothers while they discussed their children, her mind went back to the soldiers that she saw dying. How could this world of babies and daycare be the same as that other world of war and killing? Maya knew that she had some kind of PTSD from being in the war in Iraq, although the truth was that all soldiers came back with problems. Maya had flown military combat helicopters, which shot missiles to help the soldiers on the ground. She had planned to fly combat helicopters her whole life, but when Corey Radzinski's website released that video to the world, the scandal ended her career as a soldier. So now she taught people to fly planes. After work, Maya went to watch Alexa's soccer game. She was driving her niece home after the match when she noticed a red car behind her. It followed her for a while. But when she arrived at Claire's house, it carried on down the road. It looked like any ordinary car. A week later, Maya was driving home from work when she saw the red car behind her again. This is definitely not happening by chance, she thought. What should she do? While she was thinking about her possible options, the car disappeared down another road. When Maya got home, Hector was waiting outside by his truck, wearing a sweater, although it was a hot day. He usually picked Isabella up after he finished work. Inside, Lily was sitting beside Isabella on the couch, drawing. Isabella stood up.
How was she today? Maya asked her.
She was lovely, said Isabella, looking at Lily sadly. She knows nothing about her father's death.
I'll see you in the morning, said Maya.
Yes, Mrs. Burkett.
Maya sat on the couch next to her daughter and looked at the nanny cam, remembering that they were being recorded. She checked it most days, but she never saw anything to worry her. Isabella was always smiling and playing with Lily. Maya's phone rang. It was Shane, her best friend from the army. They had flown helicopters in Iraq together, and now he was in the military police.
How are you feeling?
He asked.
Fine, she said.
We need to talk, he said. Can I come to your house? I'll bring some pizza.
When Shane arrived, the three of them ate the pizza together. After Lily was in bed, Maya and Shane got some cold beers from the fridge.
So, what do you want to talk about? Asked Maya.
I've heard that Corey Radzinski may be back, Shane said.
He waited for Maya to react, but she drank her beer and said nothing. Corey Radzinski was a whistleblower who owned a website called CoreyTheWhistle.com. The website released videos of information that some people wanted to hide. If the government, the police, or a company did something wrong, Corey's website would tell the world about it. And what would happen if a soldier flying a military combat helicopter killed a group of civilians by accident? Yes, Corey had released that information about Maya, but since then, he had disappeared.
Maya?
Shane said.
He can't hurt me anymore, she said.
He's already released the video from our helicopter camera.
Except,
said Shane,
he didn't release the audio. Why was that, do you think?
I suppose that you have an idea, she said,
Shane nodded.
I think that he's keeping it for the right time. He released the video and got everyone's attention. Then, when they start forgetting about it, he'll release the audio. He needs the attention for his website to be a success.
Shane, said Maya, I don't care. I'm not in the army anymore, and my husband is dead. Corey can do what he likes. Except, she did care more than Shane realized. He did not know the whole truth about the video. Shane drank his beer.
So, are you going to tell me what's really going on?
He asked.
A couple of weeks ago, I did that test on the bullet for you without asking questions. Why did you need me to do that? Did you know that Joe was in danger? Or was it really you that they were trying to kill?
Maya closed her eyes. She could hear the sound of helicopters and screaming.
Maya?
Shane's voice was quiet.
Are you going to try to find Joe's killers yourself?
He asked. Maya gave no reply.
I'm here if you need me,
he said.
You know that, don't you?
Yes, she said. Do you trust me, Shane?
I trust you with my life,
he said. Then don't ask me any more questions. Shane finished his beer and got up. Maya followed him to the door. I need one more favor, she said, handing him a piece of paper with a car license plate written on it. Can you find the owner of this red car for me? Shane looked unhappy, but he took the paper, kissed her on the head, and left. Maya went upstairs to check Lily, and then went to the home gym to exercise, which helped her relax. Later, she sat in front of her computer and went to Corey Rodzinski's whistleblower website, coreythewhistle.com. It was full of videos with titles like The Top 10 Ways That the Government is Watching You, and Do You Really Think That the Police Are There to Help You? She searched for the video from the combat helicopter that she and Shane had flown during the war in Iraq and pressed play. Four soldiers on the ground had already died, and Maya and Shane were trying to save the last two, who were still alive but being attacked by the enemy. A black car was driving toward them to kill them, and Maya and Shane could hear the two young soldiers on their radios crying for help. But before shooting a missile at the black car, Maya had to wait for a radio message from the guys back at the army camp. They needed to check that there were no civilians in the car. Because of all the noise, it was difficult to hear the message from the camp, so it was unclear whether they ought to wait or not. When she heard the two soldiers scream, Maya decided to shoot a missile at the car, destroying it. The soldiers were saved. It seemed like the right thing to do at the time. There was no audio to go with the video that Maya was now watching. But later, in bed, the sounds came back. She switched off the light and waited. First, she felt hot. Then, there were the pictures in her mind. But the worst thing was the awful noise of helicopters, guns, and of course, the soldiers screaming. She found her sleeping pills and took two of them. They did not stop the sounds, but they made them a little quieter so that finally she could sleep. Maya woke at 5 o'clock the next morning, as she always did. She went downstairs, noticed the nanny cam, and decided to watch yesterday's video. So she took the SD card out of the digital picture frame and put it in her computer. The video showed Lily and Isabella together on the couch. Then Maya noticed something strange. The video suddenly went dark because someone was standing in front of the camera. Was it Isabella? But Isabella was wearing a red blouse yesterday, while this shirt was green. The person on the camera moved, and Maya could just see Lily sitting on the couch. Then, the person appeared again. It was a man. In the video, Lily looked up at the man and smiled. Maya went cold. Lily only smiled when she knew someone. Maybe it was Hector, Isabella's brother? But he was wearing a gray sweatshirt yesterday, Maya remembered. Then, the man sat down on the couch, and Maya saw his face. She did not scream, but it was hard to breathe. There, on the computer, Maya watched Lily sitting next to her dead husband.